The weekend that was, it was Easter weekend. Hopefully everybody had a wonderful Easter, however you choose to celebrate it. I got an opportunity to spend some time with my family this weekend. Of course, my parents live out in Rockwall, and we drove out there on Saturday to hang out for my dad's birthday, which was Saturday. And we do a little Easter thing. I have two nieces. My youngest brother has two little girls, and one of them turns four in like 2 weeks. The other one's about a year and a half. And so it's cool when you have little kids around, because my son, being 15, you know, he likes the candy and stuff, but it's whatever these days.
He's too cool to hunt for Easter eggs at this point.
So the girls, it's really cool.
Yeah.
And one of my nieces, the older one, Riley, she had gotten some pink glittery egg. I don't know.
But like a traditional like big Easter egg? Or
no, it was like plastic, but it was covered in glitter and sparkly stuff, and she thought it was the coolest thing. She kept showing it to me.
They have stuff in it? Or?
Yeah, you could put stuff in it. She was saying that she had got it because they were going to have... So that was Friday night after we went to opening day, went to my brother's house, and she was showing it to me. I'd never seen anything like this before, but I guess she was excited because she was going to take it with her for their neighborhood Easter egg hunt on Saturday morning.
So she got this. This is an early Easter egg.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
So in my head, somehow they had this. Then Saturday morning, they're going to a neighborhood thing. Saturday night at my dad's, and then Sunday... I need to ask my brother. I assume they did Easter stuff Sunday morning with Easter Bunny and all that.
Yeah, that's a lot of Easter, man.
I was like, well, good for you girls.
Yeah, that's...
Knock it out.
That's pretty awesome. I think this year is the year that we've come away with the least amount of candy ever. Because every year there's this... He used to go to high school in Mansfield. Now he goes to college. But he does so well at putting Easter eggs in people's... yards that he runs himself a little business, makes like $3,000-$4,000 a year. So he comes back from school on the weekend of Easter to do it and does like a couple hundred houses a night, only charges $15-$20 a house, and he does pretty good business. So we've had him do our Easter eggs the last 3 or 4 years.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and he does really well, and it's great. It's not a exorbitant amount. It gets done overnight, so that way all you got to do in the morning is let the kids out the front door and have at it. It's awesome.
Huh.
And my daughter, she's gotten into it the last few years, but my son, he just turned 5, dude, he asked about Easter eggs all weekend. When are we going to do the eggs? Is today Easter? Are we going to do the eggs now? Are the eggs now or later?
Yeah, they love it. Little kids love it, man. Which is, that's the best.
Yeah. It's fun, and they're hunting around. I found one. And
it doesn't last long.
No, it's about a 10-minute activity.
Yeah.
When we've had years where, you know, like the grass was a little taller when Buddy shows up to put the eggs in. So you'll a week later find a spare egg somewhere. But I don't think we had any stragglers this year. And later on, we had a little lunch. I told you my wife took her mom to 7 a.m.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Easter service outside, which was interesting. I woke up and she got home about 10 minutes later because I told my kid, I'm not waking up super early. I'm going to lay in bed.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was a nice little Easter. It was beautiful yesterday. The weather was nice. It was a little chilly, but it wasn't too cold. And, yeah, it was a good time. All the stores were closed.
which I didn't realize. I was trying to go to a store that, because I had gotten at my parents, we always do like an adult Easter egg hunt, which is fun because everybody likes to hunt eggs. It's fun that even when you're older, it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, some of them may have a $5 bill on them. A gift card.
Sure.
Might have been a little bit of candy. But I got a couple that had gift cards to a home improvement store.
Ooh.
And I was like, all right, this is great. I'm going to go.
Got some projects you want to take care of?
I went yesterday, and I pulled up into the parking lot of this home improvement store, and it was not open.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on?
I had a project I was trying to take care of myself and pulled up to...
I didn't realize we don't work on Easter.
Yeah, local, I guess not local necessarily, but it's the small home improvement store that you'll find in neighborhoods.
Sure.
And drove up there. I'm like, well, there are zero cars in the parking lot, so I'm going to assume they're closed. We'll see who else might be open.
I got to remember because I need to bring something tomorrow for an Easter treat for you guys.
An Easter treat, huh?
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
I forgot. forgot today.
Yeah, and like I said, I think we usually do pretty well on candy because I get lucky. My daughter doesn't really like chocolate that much, so we kind of just, you know, get all the poisonous stuff out of their candy when it first gets there, kind of separate it out. But this year we don't have much to go through. We didn't get any giant chocolate Easter bunnies. I don't think there were any Reese's eggs and or bunnies in our possession.
Nope. Yeah, I didn't get any. One of the eggs that I got in our little adult Easter egg hunt was I think they're just peanut M&Ms, but they're pastel color on the outside, like Easter peanut butter. Not peanut butter, peanut M&Ms.
Yeah.
So I ate a couple of those, which was nice.
You all get involved with the Peeps?
No, I hate them.
I don't do Peeps.
Are disgusting.
I don't do Peeps. And I really, honestly, like, candy-wise...
They're just disgusting.
Candy-wise, I don't really mess with any of the non-chocolate candy. Like, I'll eat some sour candies, but the non-chocolate candy, I'm not that interested in.
I can't do them. I can't do Peeps. I can't do candy corn.
No.
I can't do licorice.
Like, I don't hate candy corn. I do hate licorice. Do not like licorice, especially black licorice. Do not enjoy at
black
all.
Black licorice is like eating tires.
Yeah,
not that I've ever eaten a tire.
Not
but
good. It tastes how tires smell.
Right. I assume that eating black licorice is like eating asphalt.
Yeah, it's got to be something like that. It's got to be something
right.
like that. It's interesting, Easter in general, as a kid, and it changes through the years, but as a kid, I definitely had Easter pretty low on my holiday ranking until, like, things started graduating, until, like, the parents started getting me my MLB The Show every year.
Yeah, Easter's the best.
Yeah, Easter was great at that point.
The best holiday there is.
But from about 7 to, call it, like, 13 or 14, Easter was pretty lame because you had to go over and do the family thing, and maybe, I don't know about you, but we would always have two things that we were going to, so we would go out to Seagaville to see my grandmother, and then we would go to Rockwall to see the other side of the family and my aunts and uncles and all that. So there was a 30-minute drive you had to have in between. It was going to take all day long.
You take the little back roads. It's fine.
May or may not have to go to church in the morning, and then you're waiting on mom to devil eggs or make biscuits or whatever the hell she's cooking this year.
Yeah, my sister-in-law brought deviled eggs the other night. They were pretty good.
Man, I guess it would be my sister-in-law's mom brought deviled eggs yesterday.
I like a good deviled egg.
Delicious.
They are quite tasty.
I love deviled eggs.
Yeah, Easter is as... I'm trying to remember. We probably went to church a little bit here and there, I would imagine. I just don't really remember. I remember Christmas a lot more than I remember Easter's as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Doing family stuff. And now as an adult, I'm sure I knew that all those places closed. I guess I just forgot from a year ago, or maybe I didn't try to go anywhere last year. I just was shocked. I couldn't believe it.
I knew some of them would be closed, but I figured the thing that got me was a lot of the places that were open closed early. So like if you were doing Easter stuff all day and now you get home at 3-4 in the afternoon and you're like, well, I'll hang out for an hour or two, and then we'll get out and we'll try to go do something. We'll try to go pick something up at the store. We'll try to get a project done. And by the time it all closed at 6 o'clock, it was kind of, you were SOL once you got there.
Yeah, it was a trip, man. But you see a lot of people. I know Easter brunch / lunch after church is a huge deal. And there were some places open, I imagine, where people could go for that.
Yeah. Boy, we've never tried to do that. We always did the in lunch. Like somebody would bring a dish and everybody would eat at somebody's house. We never did the go out for Easter. I know a lot of people do, especially after church.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Do a little brunchy brunch.
Yeah, Easter is a big deal. For those that make it a big deal, then it's a very big deal. And then for other people, it's just kind of like, oh, okay.
It's another day.
And then a lot of schools were off today. My son didn't have school today. I didn't notice a school bus this morning, so I don't think the ISD in Lake Dallas had school today.
I know Cedar Hill was out because their school lights were off.
Which is great.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
We need more schools should take days off during the week.
I think the 4-day school week needs to be universal around here.
You know, let's make it 3.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Have a 3-day school week, Tuesday through Thursday.
Yeah.
And then let's have work-at-home days be Tuesday through Thursday.
My wife, who's a teacher in Mansfield, they kind of got the ass end of the deal because, so like, while a lot of schools were out Friday and Monday, the kids were out on Friday in Mansfield.
Oh, but she had to work.
She had to go, and today's just a regular day of school.
Oh, man. Yeah, but it is nice. Traffic is a lot better, but we've gotten to this point where it feels like stores do such a big deal for holidays now that the next one coming around, I guess Memorial Day would be the next holiday at the end of May.
Yeah.
That we all will celebrate. You get a day off, and that feels like the big official kickoff to summer. And then, of course, July 4th is going to be a massive deal this year with the 250th celebration of the country and that whole thing, which will be really, really cool. Then you get into Labor Day, and the next thing you know, you're already in the fall, and then it's Halloween, then Thanksgiving, then Christmas, then here we are again.
Yep, right
back. Cycle of life.
Right back. Well, hopefully everybody's Easter baskets were full of yummy treats and good times.